This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh my gosh, I saw this story and all I could think to myself was, be still, my heart! Be still! Yeah, they found out the dude who shot Nipsey Hussle. You know what his name was? Eric Holder. I thought Eric Holder done gone rogue again. Shooting Nipsey Hussle. What did Nipsey have on Obama? That's what I was thinking. Here's a black rapper. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Black rapper, Nipsey Hussle. Gets shot in front of his clothing store. They considered him a community leader. He was supposedly going to expose some big pharma company or something. Pfft, whatever. I'm not saying, look, I don't know what big pharma does. I'm not exonerating him, but Nipsey Hussle's going to do it. Okay, maybe he was. You got to give me more evidence than that. Here's the thing. They make it sound like big pharma is the one who often. Yeah, big pharma shot Tupac and Biggie too, I guess, huh? KJ Radio 844. 551-8255. Nipsey Hussle getting all kinds of, you know, accolades because he's a community dude and he's speaking, you know, Bo, let's help the community. There was a young kid, I said, you should watch First 48. Young black kid, he was a rapper making good rap music, Rival Rap Gang. Run by the Police Benevolent Association. No, sorry, run by black thugs in his neighborhood. Had beaten this kid up. It two or three times. Finally, they killed him. They saw him at a library. Some dudes went in, stalked him, killed him, shot him dead. I saw the police footage. And don't worry about it. Nobody's going to know the kid's name. They don't even know the city he died in, which was Cleveland, by the way. Nothing. They know nothing about this kid. Black Lives Matter doesn't care about him. A kid who the community all said he did nothing but good. He was promoting nonviolence. Things growing the black community and on and on and on. You know what those thugs, those freaking, oh my gosh, I got all kinds of words for them. They killed this kid dead, 17 years old. Saw a TV interview with him and he was like, look, I don't know why these people, this kid had body slammed him on his head twice. Had to take him to the hospital. He was completely passed out. Two ladies had to carry him off. Bystanders filming it. Man, the stories in the black community would break your heart. And they want to blame whitey. They want to blame something else. Who should be blamed are black folks who allow this to occur. Anyway, Nipsey Hussle got shot by Eric Holder. And for a minute there, I thought, woo, we done really started something in 2019. By the way, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I know we are, what, more than a quarter of the way through the new year. More than a quarter of the way. And I'm still saying it. I'll be saying it until the end. I'm telling you guys, this is going to be an amazing year for us. Already it's setting up to be that way. Trust me, this Eric Holder thing, it's a Freudian slip of what's about to happen to the real Eric Holder. He might go on a crazy, you know, some lunatic binge of something going after Republicans because they are afraid over there. And they have reason to be. I said earlier in the broadcast, they're in disarray. Jussie Smollett has them in disarray. They don't even know what to do with each other. Comey is concerned. He's fearful that the FBI will be investigated. Joe Biden, their number one contender, double-digit leader over Bernie Sanders. They're afraid now of his sexual, you know, proclivities and what have you, whatever his dalliances, what he's been done. Not even behind scenes, publicly. God forbid what you learn about Joe Biden behind the scenes. And then, while all this is going on, old Sneaky Bunny, you know, the socialist, he's out there raising money, raised $18 million. And before you go, ooh, that's pretty good for Bernie, whatever, be happy for Bernie. Be happy. Bernie has just sucked $18 million Democrat dollars out of the system. I don't know how much money, as the song goes, I don't know, but I've been told. Yeah, anyway, I don't know how much money Kamala Harris is raising, Cory Booker is raising, Elizabeth Warren is raising, Hillary Clinton, if she decides to put her big buttocks into the race, and all the others, what is it, 14 now? I don't know what they've raised. I don't know what war chest Biden has. But here's what I do know. I want it sucked up. I wish them nothing but success. All of them. I hope they raise $50 billion each. And then they have to figure out which one is going to be it. Because they're going to be attacking each other and talking about reparations. No, I want reparations for Indians. I want reparations for Guatemalan midgets. I want reparations for women. I want reparations for the LGBTQ community, girlfriend. Whatever. Get them all. Suck that money in. Because you know what's going to be happening on our side. Donald Trump's going to run. And Donald Trump's going to win. It's that simple. And they could line up Steyer and all the other billionaires, Soros, all of them. They went after Trump before. And now he's got something he didn't have in 2016. He's got a track record in government that is second to none. Second to none. But he has something even more powerful. Oh, yeah. Even more powerful than his record. Even more powerful than him being a billionaire and financing his own campaign. Even more powerful than the 60-something million people who voted for him and put him in office and remain loyal. Donald Trump has the one card that he could not play on his own, and that is the crazy behavior of the Democrats. That's what he's got. He's got Joe Hans Biden, who's now putting his paws all over women, blowing the thing up. He's got Bernie the Socialist Sanders, who happens to be one of the richest socialists I've ever met. It's like a comedian buddy of mine said to me, he says, Kevin, I know socialists, and they don't have more than one suit. And I cracked up. He was like, Bernie got a lot of suits for a poor guy. Says a socialist will have a suit for the occasional interview or the occasional funeral or the occasional wedding, but it'll be the same suit. And he can't lose a lot of weight. He can't gain or lose a lot of weight because that's all he's going to get. Bernie seems to have a lot going on for himself, and now he's got $18 million more in the bank. So bang, you know what else is going on? Donald Trump has got Iran at bay. He's got North Korea singing nice to its sister country, South Korea. He's got the Russians push back. He's got the Chinese who are banning fentanyl. I know there was a lady that contacted me saying she needed fentanyl for something. Okay, look, I'm not here to judge whether one needs it or another needs it. I don't know the chemical makeup, but I know the stories are it's killing a lot of people because it's being misused. Anything used properly is fine. Have fentanyl if it's used properly. But the Chinese say they're getting out of the business. You can thank Donald Trump for that if you happen to be on that side of that issue. I'm on neither side. I'm only looking at the very small piece of it, and I'll be openly honest about it. I don't know enough about it to say, ooh, this is definitively the way it should go. I'm just telling you, this is good news, politically speaking, because he's dealing with the opioid crisis. The economy is booming, and it's helping women. It's helping blacks. It's helping all the other minorities. He's putting up a border wall, and I could go on. These are the good things. This is why we support him, and this is why the Democrats are scared.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it.
When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Or they couldn't just walk across the border, which was Dixie as they did, violating our Constitution, raping our Constitution, and in many cases, raping our people.
That is a lady named Melissa A. She's a California resident. She's tired of illegal immigrations. No, she's tired of illegals coming into California, being ushered in by bureaucrats, and she's saying it's impacting the black community. It's racially motivated. Anyway, she goes on to say this.
The black community is most adversely affected by illegal alien activity. Because we need people, and I don't care if they're Swedish, Mexican, Nigerian, Nicaraguan, Arab, I don't care. When you come here illegally, they don't get trucked into Brentwood. They don't get trucked into Beverly Hills. Hell, they only get trucked into the fairly modest upper class suburb where I live. They get trucked into what? Here in California, in SoCal, they get trucked into the streets of Crenshaw, the jungles, East LA. A lot of black people don't have the privilege that I have. A lot of black people are already suffering academically. Thus, they suffer economically. Thus, they suffer cannot get a job if I want something different than what I do, which is fight for American people. I have to learn two languages, specifically Spanish, in my own country. Yeah. You tell me how that fits. Not to mention, we talked about how it's racist. We're splitting up families. Well, several of my fellow patriots have already mentioned that the permanent split up of mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, and uncles who cannot just cross the border and go visit their families and support it, they gotta go to the grave. You tell me how that's fair.
Well, it's not fair, Melissa. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I'm telling you, I played, but there are so many black women out there who feel like her. And our job is to tap into that. Our job is to remind them that all this energy that the Democrats spend on nonsense that does not even involve citizens is energy that could be spent on making this country greater and on our kids, I'm talking about kids in general, but black kids in specific. Kids without fathers. Kids being raised in latchkey households where their moms are having to work more than one job just to make ends meet. And these kids feel obligated, so they go get into trouble. And when they don't feel obligated, they go get into trouble because they feel entitled. Kids raised without fathers are 5 times more likely to be poor, 9 times more likely to drop out, 20 times more likely to end up in jail. That's what Barack Obama used as a statistic, quoting in front of black folks. Yet, after saying something like that, Democrats will tell you there's a thing called toxic masculinity. Now, you explain to me how I can have toxic masculinity, but when there's a father in the home, these kids graduate, they become good, solid citizens. I'm telling you, I believe there's a feminine toxic femininity. I know I'll get it out in a minute. Because these toxic feminists don't want men in the house, and that's what creates all the problems of society, because boys, by the way, and girls need role models that are males. They need good, solid, strong male role models. And you know what the left are doing? They are getting rid of them. They are emasculating the population for a reason. I don't know what the reason is. The only thing I can tell you is anybody that would dare separate gender roles and pit one over the other is a mean-spirited, evil person. I would never say to a child with two parents, oh, well, don't pay attention to your mom because women are evil. Sorry if I scared some of you because I sounded a little bit like Lecter. But you know what I'm saying? Why would you do that? We need both gender roles. There is a reason for it. It is ordained by nature. Oh, there they go, talking about nature. You know, nature where, you know, people procreating this, that, then the LGBT community. Well, you know, everybody doesn't have to be male or female. Different people adapt different roles. Look, I don't care what you want to say about all the jellyfish and seahorses and whatever else. I'm telling you, human beings need role models. They need to understand what it is to be a man. They need to understand what it means to be a woman. You're born into two parents. One is a male, one is a woman. I don't care if you've been artificially inseminated or whatever. You were born as a male by the union of a male and female organs, okay? Sperm and egg. Yeah. And when that occurs, it gives you two sets of DNA. One maps to a male, one maps to a female. And one says, wow, that's my mom. And you have a certain feeling or sensation about it. The other one goes, wow, that's my dad. And you have a feeling or a certain sensation about it. And if you're a well-adjusted kid, you understand I'm a male, but I do understand females because I have my female role model, which is my mother. If you're a female, you go, I certainly understand being a female because I have this great, you know, example in my mother. But I know what it's like to want a man and to understand a good man because I have a good father. And as long if you have both of those things that are good, you have an overwhelming advantage over everybody in the world who doesn't have it. Coming from a household where my mother died, my father was in prison, I got really lucky because I got into a household with my grandparents where they had a pretty doggone good relationship. My grandfather I wouldn't call him a strong man, but he certainly wasn't a weak man. And my grandmother was a strong woman. And she showed me how to be strong. My grandfather bolstered it a bit, but my grandmother is the one who told me how to be strong. And that you could endure a strong woman, that a strong woman can still be, you know, a representative womanhood. So I learned, you know, from pretty good examples. And luckily for me, it made me somewhat well-adjusted. I still had issues because I lost my mom, obviously. But at least I had that basis. Because without that, I'm telling you, I would have been just, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. Not from here. I'd be talking to you during visitation hours. Because, yeah, I can't imagine my life without having that. I can't imagine my life without having my brother right there with me. Not separated when my mother died. So, yeah, kids raised without fathers, likely to be poor, likely to drop out, likely to end up in jail. I mean, exponentially. So, what are you talking about toxic masculinity? This is ridiculous, but it's one of the things that we're discussing. And for the record, I want to do a seminar that talks about toxic femininity. I want to talk about the nonsense of white privilege. I want to undo all this nonsense that they're talking about. They have seminars like this year after year, and we do nothing except take it. Are you done with that? Men, you're not toxic.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for the 2019 Air Force Academy graduating class.
Two graduating cadets recently received one of the most prestigious awards in all of academia, Rhodes Scholarships. Please join me in congratulating cadets James Brom and Madison Tung. Please stand up.
16 women are suing the FBI over claims the agency's training program exhibits sexual discrimination and a hostile work environment. Lauren Rose tells NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt that she received reprimands and criticism for things that male trainees did without consequences.
And the irony of that is that some of my male colleagues were the ones that were pointing it out to me. You know, so-and-so did the exact same thing and nobody's even said anything to him about it.
The lawsuit claims that women often faced unfair conditions, harassment, and inappropriate jokes. This is USA Radio News.
Is your dad a Trump supporter? It's Father's Day, and whether you love him or hate him, Donald Trump is our 45th president and is making history in our lifetime. Noble Gold has the perfect gift for dad, a minted exclusive collector's piece, the Trump Freedom Coin. One side depicts an image of Donald J. Trump, while the other side lists all his major achievements. At less than $40 for each silver coin, this makes a perfect gift for dads as well as grads. This commemorative limited edition 1 ounce silver coin is the only presidential Trump coin made up of 99.9% silver, not silver plated. And IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. These silver coins, priced at less than $40, are a perfect gift for anyone. Act now. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. That's TrumpCoin2020.com. It's the perfect gift for your dad, the presidential Trump coin. Just go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. TrumpCoin2020.com, code 2020.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who you see shifting in terms of their opinions are independents, because Republicans have largely been consistent in their view of the investigation, considering it to be biased or, in many cases, baseless, and then Democrats have been very consistent in their view of the investigation, considering it to be absolutely necessary and believing that there was evidence of collusion or obstruction beyond some of the actions that Trump had taken. So it's the independents in the middle that right now are breaking in favor of the president, largely accept Barr's memo and his conclusions, and it'll be interesting to see how those independents shift in terms of their opinions in the next few days.
Tell me what I don't already know. Yeah, the independents are shifting our way. Surprise, surprise. Did we do this clip the other day? Anyway, I don't know. It's worth playing. The independents are shifting our way. The Republicans are staunchly in the corner of Donald Trump. I don't know what it takes for you to be a Republican if you're one of these people that's in the 6 or 7 or 8% that doesn't support Trump. What does it take for you? Why do you even call yourself a Republican? It's not a dirty word. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're speaking with. KJRadio.com. You know, it's funny. I hear people, oh, Kevin, Republican is dirty. Yeah, I don't call myself a Republican. Why? I mean, look, a libertarian, Republican, conservative, pragmatist, I don't care what you call yourselves. It's the same thing. Republic, it means for the people, by the people, not government. Government is there to support. A republic, I just want you to think about the word, the republic. It's so strong versus a Democrat. It's a republic. It showcases, look, when you're down, the republic will help you. But when you're not down, the republic expects you to contribute. It's really that simple. We've got people out there on the left who don't want to work, who expect to be paid because they were born, who expect to be paid a, quote, livable wage, no matter what age they are or no matter how they squander their lives. Some of them expect to be paid even after they've done whatever they do. They say, you know what, you still got to support me no matter what, from the cradle to the grave. That's what the Democrats want to build. That's what they want you to be a part of. Are you kidding? Anyway. This is it's a crazy world we live in now with these leftists. And how often are you pushing back? Are you saying to them, look, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. For whatever, if you believe the Mueller report, do we have to play that Barack Obama clip again where he told Donald Trump, the Russians can't interfere with our elections, you just need to campaign, and don't complain at the outcome? That's a speech he should have given to Hillary Clinton. That's a speech he should have given to the Democrats. That's a speech he should have given to his staff. So now we've got people out there running around to defend. There is nothing to defend. I will not defend Donald Trump. The reason for it is there's nothing to defend. well, the Mueller report shows obstruction. No. What the Mueller report shows you is a guy fighting back because you people, the Democrats, you brain-dead morons, you decided you were going to try to convict somebody. And guess what? You're not trying to convict Trump. We know this. We're smarter than that. Any more than you were attacking Kavanaugh. You weren't attacking Kavanaugh. You were attacking institutions. You were attacking the things that they stood for. Kavanaugh stands for justice. He doesn't care what side of it it's on. If it's justice and it's common sense, and I'm not talking about by the whims of man, understanding that in your DNA you get it, that you get right from wrong, that's why you know there is a Heavenly Father, because you don't need a parent to tell you right from wrong. Oh, don't misunderstand me. I know you can be taught that theft is okay. The gypsies and what's going on in many cases in minority communities where, oh, it's okay if you got that hot item, that stolen item. But let me tell you, whoever's telling you that, they know in their heart of hearts it is wrong. Nobody had to tell them. You don't even need parents to tell you right from wrong. It might save your life, but I'm saying ultimately you will figure it out. You want to know why? Because your maker gave you that ability. And what Democrats want you to do is turn that off, because they want you to turn off God. They don't want you to believe in the church. In fact, there's a poll. Church membership has fallen the bottom. Here's what I'm reading this. This is a Gallup poll. As Christian and Jewish Americans prepare to celebrate Easter and Passover respectively, Gallup finds the percentage of Americans who report belonging to a church, synagogue, or mosque at an all-time low, averaging 50% in 2018. U.S. church membership was 70% or higher from 1937 to 1976, falling modestly to an average of 68% in the 70s through the 90s. The past 20 years has seen an acceleration in the drop-off. 20 percentage point decline since 1999, more than half of that change occurring since the start of the current decade. In other words, when Barack Obama, the anti-church, you can use a different name if you want, when he got into office, you watched church membership plummet. You watched the Sodom and Gomorrah, if you will, of America become what it is. In the last decade, folks, a 20-point decline. In other words, 10 points since 1999. A 10-point change in a decade. Biggest change of any decade during the Obama era. Just putting that out there for you. So we have completely lost our way. And you hear people often talk about, hey, listen, you know, we've got to be back to God. And it sounds rather, you know, kind of like, oh, here comes another one of these Bible-thumping spiritualists or whatever. But the truth of the matter is, at the core, forget mentioning God. At the core, you know what we got to get back to? We got to get back to appreciating life, appreciating family, and supporting community with that in mind. That's all we have to do. That in and of itself is the essence of God. I don't have to get here and be preaching on you. I don't need my rag. No, put my robe back. I don't need my handkerchief. I don't need the choir. And I don't need Sister Aura saying, today, Aura, we going to have at the church such and such. No, we don't need her. We don't need any of her. I don't need to get preachy. You've watched the destruction of the family. You've watched the destruction of our moral core. You've watched all the things that, like I said, if you want to be gay, be gay. But that is antithetical to nature. I'm not, and I don't care. If you believe me, there are many things that don't jive with nature, and they're wrong too. You get what I'm saying? But, and I'm not coming down on gays. I'm just telling you, in acceptance of the lifestyle, and saying, you know what, this is normal. You wonder why we don't have family the way we have. And I'm not saying gay folks can't have families, because there'll be people around, Kevin, what are you trying to say? I got cousins gay. I'm gay. Well, look, if you're a gay conservative, Republican, libertarian, whatever, I don't really care. What I'm saying to you is you deal with it differently than your counterparts. Your counterparts want it to be acceptable that all the things that come with the accoutrements of gay, good or bad, but mostly bad in their sense, that we have to accept it. Right now, they are talking about, I think it may go to the Supreme Court. Do we let gays have special rights as a special interest group? And my short answer is heck to the no. Since when do we have special rights based on your sexuality at a time when nobody gives a crap about your sexuality? We were talking about the 1900s, maybe so. Now, there are people that may argue,
well, Kevin, if we don't do something about this, then, you know, what about 100 years from now?
100 years from now, heterosexuality may be outlawed. What are you talking about? I ain't worried about them. They're making all kinds of strides. We better be looking out for ourselves. I jokingly say, when I introduce myself, I say, yeah, my name's Kevin Jackson. I have 4 sons, all boys. And people laugh, but it's not really meant to be funny news. Yeah, it's meant to be legit, you know, it's meant to be something to wake you up to go, you got to make this statement now. 4 boys, I have 4 sons, all boys, because you can't assume it anymore. I told you, you can't assume, go out there in public, see 2 girls together, think they're just frolicking best friends. No, they're on their way to get a liquor license. That's all I got to say on that. Anyway, so it's going south on us, and it's because we aren't pushing back enough, is all I'm saying. We're not pushing back enough. We should be pushing back, but it's going our way. Independents have looked at this situation. I talked about this the other day. I think we did play this clip, that clip. Democrats are looking at this situation and saying, I need to walk away. Republicans are becoming stronger because of this. They're beginning to recognize that there is no way to satisfy a leftist. I keep saying this, I say it over and over, and people think I'm just kidding. You know, like, Kevin, you're trying to be funny. I'm not being funny. There is no way to satisfy someone who can't be sad, who refuses to be sad.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Daniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I don't feel sorry for Democrats. Not at all. Brought everything that's about to happen to them on themselves, and they deserved it. This is karma. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Bad News for Democrats, episode whatever number. Whatever number. It's bad news. Trump's polling. Speaking of which, there's a new poll that came out, and forget Trump's polling, which, by the way, is going to be spectacular. Just let the election get closer and closer. It's going to be spectacular. But here's what gets me. Bernie Socialist Sanders, who wants his fat bank account and to spend it too, who wants to have his cake and eat it too, Mr. Let Them Eat Cake, mocks the leftists who believed in him to be a true socialist while he's got multiple houses and multiple cars. He gets mocked for being a socialist turned millionaire. His own peers now are after him. 2 weeks ago, Bernie was
in big trouble. And by the way, I still think he is, but I'll get to why, you know, there's some contradictory information there. But Bernie Sanders was resoundedly mocked by the left because he's the richest socialist they've ever seen. He's a millionaire. I'm a millionaire. I wrote a book. You want me to be upset because I wrote? No, I don't want you to be anything. I want you to give away your money. I want you, if you made $200,000 last year and you made $1.5 million this year, I want you to give away $1.3 million. See, that would tell me what you're really about. Because if you don't, I don't think you're a socialist. But his peers recognize the hypocrisy of the newly minted millionaire who still pretends to fight for the little guy. And The Hill describes Sanders, he didn't like the criticism. Here's what they wrote. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, a candidate running for the Democrat Party's presidential nomination, penned a letter that was critical of a liberal think tank. According to Sanders, the Center for American Progress is making what he believes are undue criticisms of himself and other progressive candidates. Sanders wrote a letter to the organization whose news site, Think Progress, recently published critical posts of the candidate and explained his frustrations. He says, "Last week, you published an article on Think Progress criticizing me for my appearance and my income I earned from writing a book. Then a day later, you published a video that dishonestly attacked me for hypocrisy in my effort to address income inequality in America, a video that was excitedly discussed on many conservative websites." So they're getting to him. They're mad at him because they know he is a turncoat sellout. That's what Bernie Sanders is. And trust me, here's what I would say to Bernie. Prove to the Democrats that you can draw the crowd you drew in 2015, 2016. Prove it. Start speaking. Get out there. See what the cacophony of voices going, "We want Bernie. We want Bernie. Yeah, they don't exist. They're like the Who in Whoville. Time for Sanders to practice what he preaches. Anyway, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he won't need to. Not according to Frank Luntz. Pollster Frank Luntz, in his appearance on Fox News Channel's Media Buzz, shared his findings about a poll. Apparently the term capitalism no longer polls well with the American people. So Luntz predicts that Senator Bernie Sanders is most likely to win the Democratic nomination for president, not creepy Joe Biden. And according to Luntz, Sanders' message of Democrat socialism plays well with the left. It's not that principles are dead. In fact, the principles of economic freedom are alive and well, Luntz explained. But capitalism itself has been so demonized by the media that if you want to oppose socialism, you oppose it by talking about freedom, not capitalism. I don't know that I believe that, because Frank Luntz, as far as I'm concerned, is as big of a lefty as any of the other politicos out there. But here's what I do know. I know that Biden is not going to be the Democrats' choice. They've attempted to shoehorn Biden in because there are some internal polling with the Democrats where they think Biden is the best possible choice to beat Trump. But as I've said for some time, Biden has major issues to overcome. First of all, it's creepiness. And then he's got all these issues around how he's treated blacks, how he's voted on legislation. Now, I mean, you name it. This guy's got baggage. He needs a handler, a baggage handler. You can't just carry your baggage up to the hotel room yourself. You know, sometimes you go in and a concierge will say, "Do you need help with those bags?" "No, I just got a book, you know, my book bag," or what do they call it? What do you call it? "Your knapsack and my briefcase. I'm good. I'm good, man. Thank you. Thank you, though." No, Biden is like, you know, one of these rich women traveling overseas where he's got trunks and trunks and travel baskets and suits, you know, hangers and all that. And you got to bring the concierge, two of them, with those rolling dollies to bring up. That's how much baggage that Negro's got. You know what I'm saying? So Biden is damaged goods beyond belief. And here's what's funny about it. The Democrats are trying their darndest to shoehorn this guy, and they need him to become the de facto leader because they don't want to spend a fortune fighting each other. but they already have. And it's only going to get worse because Biden can't gain traction. There was a poll that came out a week ago. Biden leapfrogs everybody. He's way ahead. Go look at the polls. The people haven't done anything, and the polls have closed. I don't know who wrote the puff piece. It was like, it was a poll of the Biden family in Scranton, and Biden leapfrogged all the other candidates. Surprisingly, you know, 57% of Biden's family is foreign, leaving the others in the dust. So Biden's got serious problems. He can't pull away. And you know what? There's a contingent of Democrats that are going, honestly, we don't want Biden. We're afraid of what this guy can do. No, we need to stop it. But the Democrats have another problem. And that has to do with Bernie Sanders. See, because most of the Democrats know that Bernie Sanders is a sellout. Bernie Sanders copped a plea, took a deal with the Clintons. And forget his book. Here's what Bernie Sanders won't let you know. Bernie Sanders' book didn't sell. His advance or whatever he got for those book sales wasn't because Bernie was such an amazing writer and people wanted his stuff. What Bernie did is he brokered a deal with the Clintons and their cronies to make sure that there'd be X number of books sold the minute that this book became available. So there were orders already ready to go because of the Clintons. Do you think anybody gives a crap what Bernie Sanders has to say? Bernie couldn't sell 50 books on his own. The Clintons said to the publisher, when Bernie releases his book, we'll take 50,000 copies. And expect others to call in and buy 10,000 or 2,000 or 5,000. Before the book even hit the ground, Bernie had sold probably 500,000 books. Nothing to do with him. Nothing to do with his ability. Nada. That was the payback. Write your book. You're going to make a lot of money, but get out of my way. And Bernie took the deal because he's a sellout. But his sellout to Clinton is not going to help him. Candidate Trump could have beaten Bernie Sanders, but President Trump will beat him to within an inch of his life. And the idea that Sanders surges shows that the Democrats have serious problems ahead. Frank Luntz is predicting Sanders is going to win the Democrat nomination while they're trying to tell us Joe Biden is the man. Now, they have 20-something other candidates, black women, white women, Latinos, Latinas, whatever. They got it all. What are they going to do with them? They're going to stop running? All those guys going to coalesce around the new leader? The Democrats are putting their thumbs on the scale. I don't know who's going to come out of it. They have no good candidate. But Trump's going to beat any one of them. And suddenly, the guy who they think was the most likely to beat Trump, because that's all that Biden represents to them. They don't care about the political ideology. They don't care if Biden used to smoke black babies, roll them up in marijuana cigarettes. They don't care about any of that. They care, can he beat Trump? And it shows you the level of desperation when Frank Luntz, who's nothing but a lefty himself, says, I think Bernie Sanders is going to get the nomination. Really? In spite of everything they're doing to position Joe Biden? And what about all the other candidates? Aren't they all good? You know the short answer to that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.